礼拜我们讲到最后罗马书，哦，对不起，神塑造我们要成为他的作品。
So last week, what we talked about in the end was that God wants to make us into His creation.
要来荣耀他的名。
So that we glorify His name.
Yeah. 那上个礼拜我们最后讲到罗马书第八章二十八节。
And last week we talked about Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
记不记得我说第八章二十九三十节？是来说明第八章二十八节。
Do you remember last week when I said Romans chapter 8 verses 29 and 30 are the verses that describe verse 28?
为什么？因为当他讲了二十八节以后，二十九节就讲，因为为什么讲二十八节这一句话？
So we know this because after Paul writes verse 28, he's in verse 29. He starts by saying.Because of what he said in.
对，因为下面，所以万事互相效力，所以他得了一个结论：万事互相效力。那今天我们就来讲第八章二十九跟三十节。
And so that's why Paul said that all things work for the good of those who love him. And today we're going to focus on verse 29 and 30.
二十九节。
In verse 29,
好像神有一个计划。
It sounds like God has a plan.
他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
It says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
That he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
神有一个计划，他的儿子是第一个，以后接着有很多的弟弟妹妹，跟他一样要像耶稣。
So God has a plan, and Jesus is that firstborn son, and after him are many brothers and sisters that are just like Christ.
这是神的计划。那三十节呢？神就按着他的计划，按着他的时候开始做工在我们生命中。
And this is God's plan. So in verse 30, we see that God is fulfilling His plans by working in us.
他说，他呢预先所定下的人招他们来。
It says, and those He predestined, He also called.
所招来的人又称他们为义。
Those he called, he also justified.
哦，这件事是一件大事。
And this is a great thing.
为什么？
And why?
因为神是圣洁的，人非圣洁，没有办法去到神那里。
Because God is holy, and without holiness, we can't be with God.
所以当神召我们来要跟他相遇的时候。
So when God is calling us to be with Him,
他要先让我们可以来跟他相遇。
He has to cause us to be able to have that relationship with Him.
所以呢，是借着十字架的救恩，称这些人为义。
So it's through the salvation and the saving power of the cross that we're able to be called, be justified and be called righteous.
一般情形，我们蒙恩的罪人。
And under normal circumstances, like for us, we are
享受这个救恩太方便了。
For us sinners who've received this grace, it seems too convenient.
啊，只要信耶稣就可以得永生。
Like if all we have to do is believe, and now we can live forever.
所以有时候我们竟然不够心存敬畏跟感恩。
So sometimes in our heart we don't actually have a pure gratefulness.
事实上，如果没有这个救恩，我们是不可能站在神面前的。
Because without this saving grace, we would not be able to stand before God.
也不用说享受神的福分。
We don't even need to talk about experiencing God's blessings.
我讲几个例子哈， 旧约，记不记得旧约亚伦的两个儿子？
So I want to give a few examples. Remember in the Old Testament,
他的大概老大跟老二，没有按神的规矩，自己贸然献燔火。
Oh, Eli's, was it Eli?
利未记，
利未记。Oh, Aaron. Okay, sorry.
利未记十章第第二节。
Aaron's two sons, and they made sacrifices without.
Without God's, without permission, God's order.
Yeah, without God's order.
他们自己去献祭，献燔火。
And they went to light fire on the altar.
神就把他们击杀了。
And God, killed them immediately.
你知道这位神就是我们现在所信的神。
And you know, this is the God who we believe in.
我们的神从来不改变。
And our God does not change.
他是圣洁公义的。
He is holy and righteous.
那新约时代也是在使徒行传第五章。
And in the New Testament in Acts chapter 5.
我只要讲那个大意就好。那个时候最初的教会他们呢有感动，很多人就把田产卖了，然后奉献给教会。
I think it's Acts.
Acts
chapter 5. During that time in the early church, many people were moved to, sell their property and their possessions and give it to the church.
然后呢，他们就大家房屋共用，就是共同生活。
And they would share, all the wealth together in a communal living.
有一对夫妇呢，他们也跟着这个趋势，他们也把他们的田产卖了。
And there's this couple, and they also followed along with this, and they sold their land.
然后呢，也把卖的来奉献给教会。
And after selling the land, they were going to donate it to give it to the church.
所以呢，以后他们就可以跟大家房屋共用了。
So they can share in all of.In all of the possessions together.
结果神就感动彼得。
But God moved Peter.
你们卖的就是这些吗？
To ask them if that's all they sold.
你知道神不缺人奉献。
So you know that God does not, He doesn't require us to sacrifice things to Him.
我们奉献是神有这种设计。是要释放我们从这个钱财的这种贪恋里边出来。
God has these, God asks us to do these sacrifice or give to the church because He wants us to be set free from the bondage of being tied to our money and our wealth.
所以那个彼得他就说，你们所卖的就是这些吗？
So Peter asked them, "Is this all you sold?"
他们说是。
And both of them said yes.
那彼得就说，我就把这个浓缩讲了。彼得就说，你们欺哄圣灵，你们同心试探主的灵。
And basically, Peter, I'll say this briefly, but Peter said that they were basically lying to the Holy Spirit, and trying to cheat God.
他们这个情形跟我们现在不一样，弟兄姊妹不要误会我的意思哈。我们奉献给神，神是说啊，量我们甘心乐意，哈。
So don't misunderstand. This was definitely a different circumstance than what we have here today. But when God wants us to make sacrifices to Him, it's out of a willingness in our heart.
他们为什么那么严肃？因为他们。说奉献出去，他们就跟大家一起房屋共用了，跟我们现在不一样。
And the reason why it was so strict was because at the time when they were selling their possessions and giving it to the church, it was for the purpose of everyone using everything together.
对，所以他们是私自留下几分。
But for this couple, they were holding back, you know, certain things.
然后却跟教会说，我们全部都奉献出去了。
And yet, when they went to the church, they proclaimed that they sold everything.
因为这件事，所以神说他们欺哄圣灵。
And that's why, because of this, God said that they were, you know,
敢同心试探主的灵。
They were cheating and they were testing the spirit of the Lord.
哦，那个时候主的同在是非常的真切啊。
At that time, that you know, the presence of God was you know so real.
结果彼得话一出去
，and the moment the words left Peter's mouth,
他们立刻扑倒，断了气。
They died.
这个就是神说，神用那口中的话。杀戮恶人，用口中的气杀戮恶人。
And this is what God means by when He says that He uses His own words, kill the evil doers.
所以我们的神，如果要让显出他公义威严的那一方面出来，他是轻慢不得的。
So if God wants to demonstrate His justice through those kind of ways, He definitely can.
这不是旧约的神这样哦，新约也是这样哦。
So it's not just the you know that it was only the God in the Old Testament that was like that, but God is still like that in the New Testament.
我们在苗栗的时候，二十多年前我们在苗栗的时候
20 years ago in Taiwan when we were in 苗栗，
有一个人呢欺负那个原住民，有一个黄妈妈，三包黄妈妈。
There was a
他们恶待。
There were some people who were mistreating an elderly woman.
对，那个黄妈妈就很无助，请牧师来帮忙处理这个事。
And this elderly woman, she asked our pastor to go help her.
那我们牧师就带着黄妈妈去找那个平地人，就跟他说，你不要，他就用很便宜的钱，然后。就是租他们的地，很便宜的钱买他们的地来租他们的地，然后他儿子呢，以后他儿子没办法，他又用贵的钱再租给他儿子啊。就是用很 cheaper 的 price 去拿到他们的地，然后用很贵的又租给他儿子。就不晓得怎么搞成这个样子。
Okay, so so those people who were mistreating this elderly woman, they basically purchased the land from the woman really cheaply, and then they turned around and sold it or rented it out to her son at a much higher price.
那牧师就劝他说，上帝是有眼在看，有耳在听哦。
So our pastor told.
那个平地人。
The people who were mistreating her, that God has eyes and He sees all.
他说黄妈妈是寡妇哦。
And he said that you know this elderly woman, she's a widow.
他孩子是孤儿哦。
And her son is an orphan.
你们呢？你不要圣经说不要恶待寡妇孤儿哈。
And the Bible says not to mistreat the widows and orphans.
啊，不会不会，我们不会，我们都是很按规矩来的哈。那个人就这样讲哈。
And that person who was mistreating them said, "Oh no, you know, I stick to the rules."
那你知道有的恶人很会讲话，你知道吗
？You know, some evil men, you know, they're really good with words.
然后牧师又跟他说，我们也认识很多懂法律的哦。
And our pastor said, you know, we also know a lot of people who are in are good lawyers.
如果你行得不合宜，我们可以诉诸法律啊！不会不会，我不会。
if you are continuing to behave incorrectly, we have people in the law.
后来牧师最后最后说好，我相信你，但是你要记得一句话。
And our pastors say, "Okay, I believe you, but you need to remember one word."
我们怎么待人，有时候神会让我们接受那种对待。
How we treat others, sometimes God causes others to treat us in that way.
他说，如果你恶待寡妇，小心孤儿，你的孩子可能也会成为这样。有时候神眼睛都在看。
And our pastor said to him that if you mistreat widows and orphans, you know, the same fate might happen to you.
牧师的语气不是要咒诅他。牧师的语气说是要他 不要恶待人。
And the motivation and intent for our pastor was not to bring a curse on this man, but to really cause him to not mistreat the widows and orphans and other people.
那过了一段时间，牧师就问黄妈妈有没有对你们好一点？没有，甚至更坏。
And so after a period of time, our pastor asked the elderly woman, you know, like, have they, you know, treated you better? And the woman said, no, they haven't. In fact, they've acted even worse.
牧师说，要不要我再去警告他？
And our pastor said, do you need me to go and warn him again?
我妈妈说，牧师，不好意思，不要再麻烦你了，因为去到山上蛮遥远的，不要了，不用了。
And the elderly woman said, oh, no, pastor,that's too inconvenient for you to have to do that again.
牧师说好，我们再祷告，我们再给他一点时间，希望他不要这样。
And our pastor said, you know, let's keep praying and let's see, give him some more time and see if he changes.
经过了一段时间，有一天
，And after some time, one day,
有一个消息传来
，a news spread.
那对夫妇他们开着他们的不晓得什么特别的车上山，要去弄什么笋还是什么东西。
So the man and his wife, they were traveling up the mountain to go harvest something.
结果不知道怎么回事就车祸了。
And you know, suddenly there was a car accident.
夫妇都死了。
And both of them died from that car accident.
他的孩子真的成为孤儿。
And his children really became orphans.
这消息传来，牧师说：“主，我没有意思要咒诅他，我只是要警告他。”
And when our pastor heard this, he cried out to God, saying, "You know, I wasn't trying to curse him. I only was trying to warn him."
所以我不敢随便得罪神，我怕报应。
So for me, you know, I'm afraid to wrong God.
我们有人说旧约的神，我们要敬畏他；新约里神都是用爱待我们，就少了那一份敬畏。
So some people say like, oh, we fear the God in the Old Testament, but the God in the New Testament is all about love. And sometimes when we do that, we forget to have that reverence.
没有，我们的神是一样的，旧约跟新约的神是一样。
Because our God, he doesn't change. He's the same in the Old Testament as he is in the New Testament.
只是神按着一个一个的个例，不同的做法而已。
But God uses different methods.
那我们再用另外一个例子，在旧约时代。我们从圣经看到有一个零缺点的但以理。
So another example, we look in the Old Testament with Daniel.
他几乎是没有缺点，好像没有缺点，我们看不到他的缺点。
Daniel is someone who looked like he had no weaknesses.
那当神向他显现的时候。我们看一下这个圣经好不好？但以理书第十章四到九节。
But God shows up to Daniel, and let's turn to Daniel chapter 10.
四到九节啊。
Verse 4 to 9.
我来读哈。正月二十四日，我在西底节大河边举目观看，见有一人身穿细麻衣。腰束乌发金金带，他身体如水苍玉，面貌如闪电，眼目如火把，手和脚如光明的铜，说话的声音如大众的声音。这异象唯有我但以理一人看见，同着我的人没有看见，他们却大大战惊，逃跑隐藏。只剩下我一人，我见的这大异象，便浑身无力，面貌失色，毫无气力。我却听见他说话的声音，一听见就面伏在地，沉睡了。
On the 24th day of the first month.
等一下，等一下，我看看需不需要重新讲。Andrew, have you followed? Do you know where I just read it?
No.
No?
Daniel chapter 10.
Chapter 10?
Yeah, verse 4 to 9.
So it's not necessary to read again?
Okay.
Okay. 这样省时间哈，对不起。那这边讲到说第七节。
So here in verse 7.
当神显现的时候，只有但以理看见这个异象。
When God appeared to them, only Daniel saw the vision.
可是当时那个整个氛围，整个 atmosphere， 叫那些人大大战惊，跑跑隐藏。
But at that time when God showed up, everyone else was filled with terror and they fled away.
然后剩下但以理一个人。
And only Daniel was left.
第八节说，我见了这大异象就浑身无力，面貌失色，毫无气力。
And in verse 8, Daniel said that when he saw this vision, he had no strength left, and his face turned deathly pale and was helpless.
他听到他说话的声音。
He heard the voice.
一听见就面伏于地就沉睡了。
And when he heard, he fell asleep.
神是不是可畏的？
Isn't God worthy to be revered?
启示录第一章，同样的，为什么刚刚我读？同样的，这一位神子显现。
Even in Revelation chapter 1, the same Son of God shows up.
显现给门徒约使徒约翰。
And shows up to the disciple John.
我们知道使徒约翰他经过这个时候年纪已经大了。
And we know that when this vision occurred, John was already well along in years.
他呢经过多少困难的环境、逼迫的环境，他哥哥就是被哥哥就是第一个殉道的。
John's been through a whole lot over the years, and a lot of persecution and suffering. Even his brother James was the first among the disciples to be martyred.
经过了很多的困苦磨练，人家甚至要把他下油锅。
He went through a lot of suffering, and even people wanted to basically throw him into a cauldron of oil.
要把他炸死。
To basically kill him.
那神就是保守他，让这件事不成。
And God protected him and preserved his life, so it didn't happen.
因为神还要用他到拔摩海岛给他启示。
Because God wanted to give him this revelation on the island of Patmos.
所以我们就知道说，约翰他那个时候灵命也是非常好，他那个时候已经从一个雷子。变为一个爱的使徒了。
So spiritually, John, you know, he changed a lot over the years. He started out as what Jesus called him as a son of thunder to someone who had love.
结果呢，当神向他显现，这个里边所描述的就跟但以理第十章差不多。好，我们看第十七节他的反应怎样。
And in this chapter, you know what.John saw is very similar to what Daniel saw in Daniel chapter 10.
那十七节，门徒约使徒约翰说：“我一看见，就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。”
And here in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17, John said, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead."
所以弟兄姊妹，求神帮助我们，也要有一个像着神一样敬畏他的心。爱他，被他的爱充满，但是也要来敬畏他。他是当得我们去敬畏、爱戴的。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that we can all have a heart that has the fear of the Lord. We need to love Him and know that He loves us, but we also need to have that fear.
所以如果人不圣洁，怎么敢，怎么能去见神？
So if we are not holy, then how can we see God?
我们没有办法使我们 holy,
and we can't make ourselves holy.
所以十字架上，他为我们舍命流的宝血替我们说话。
So the blood that was spilled on the cross, that blood speaks for us.
当大祭司他旧约，他需要把那个血到施恩座前面弹一弹，东面弹一弹。就是要让天父看到这个赎罪的血。
So when in the Old Testament, when the great priest, when the high priest, is sprinkling the blood, by the altar, basically it's to tell God that.
对，就为我们这些罪人说话。
The blood is, you know, basically being.It speaks on behalf of the sinners.
上次我也讲过说呢 Henry Gruber 他们说有人找到那个约柜。
Last time I also mentioned that Henry Gruber said that some people found the ark.
在哪里？就在十字架下面。
And that it was below.
所以，耶稣所流的宝血就掉到这个施恩座的西边。
And that the blood of Jesus fell on the west side of the ark.
那是奇迹。
And this is a miracle.
是神让事情这么发生的。
And God allowed this to happen.
他是告诉我们。
It's to tell us.
耶稣的血替我们古今中外的罪人说话。
Is that Jesus' blood, you know, it was poured out and it speaks on behalf of all of us, whether in the past and the future.
天父透过他爱子的血就称我们为义。
And so our Heavenly Father, through the blood of his one and only Son,
sees
us as righteous.
我们如果接受耶稣的救恩，就是接受他替我们流的宝血，这个血就替我们这个人说话。
And if we receive his salvation, then we are also receiving his blood, and his blood speaks on behalf of us.
所以希伯来书第十章十九二十节。
So in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20,
讲得很清楚。
It says it very clearly.
耶稣的血，因耶稣的血，我们得以坦然进入至圣所。
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus,
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
By a new and living way opened for us through the curtain.
从幔子经过。
Through the curtain.
这幔子就是他的身体。
That is his body.
然后希伯来书第四章十六节。
And Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence.
为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
So that we may receive mercy and grace to help us in our time of need.
对，我们来看，这是罗马书第八章，第八章三十节的前半段。
So let's go back to Romans chapter 8, verse 30, the first half of that verse.
所造来的人，神称他们为义。
It says that in those he called, he also justified. He also justified.
然后接下来说，所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
And those he justified, he also glorified.
那在这个讲下半部之前，我们插进罗马书第五章。罗马书第五章。
Before we dive into that latter half, let's go back to Romans chapter 5.
第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这我们刚刚都了解了哈。第二节， 我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中。
And in verse 2, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand.
并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
Okay, 这里呢，我们要说为什么有时候神让我们蒙恩的时候，我们真的就享受到我们想都没有想到的那样的祝福。
So oftentimes when we receive God's grace, you know, we receive blessings beyond what we can imagine.
那个没有耶稣死在十字架上，就没有路可以进到阿爸父面前。
If Jesus did not die on the cross, then we wouldn't have a way to be able to stand before our Abba Father.
在父那里就有盼望，就有真实的祝福。
Because before the Father, we have a true hope and
real blessing.
And real blessing.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他真的很喜欢祝福我们。
Because he enjoys blessing us.
他等着施恩给我们。
And he waits to bless us.
所以当我们真的很真心的去接受十字架的救恩，来跟随耶稣的时候，你真的会经历神很多的恩典。
So when we receive Jesus' salvation, then we're going to be able to experience his blessings and grace.
我早期的时候就经历这个恩典，可是后来发现，哦，那个是神的恩典，不是我的生命。我尝到被神的大爱充满，不是我怎么样，是神的恩典临到。
And early on in my faith, you know, I received a lot of God's grace, and I realized that it was purely just God's grace and not because of my own spiritual life.
Yeah. 后来神就呼召我起来跟随他。
And so later on, God called me to follow him.
我就发现神开始在我生命中摸。
And I began to see that God was moving his hands in my life.
他要我得荣耀，他就需要在我的生命中做一做。
And for my life to receive that glory, he has to work in my life.
记不记得耶稣说他什么时候得荣耀的时候到了？
Do you remember when Jesus said that the time for him to be glorified has come?
耶稣一直都跟天父在一起。
Jesus was always with with the Father the whole time.
但是他特别那个荣耀要彰显出来的时候。
But in that particular moment when it was time for his
glory, 他那一粒麦子要落在地里死。能结出许多子粒来的时候是什么时候？
When it was time for him to be glorified, when he said that, it's the time for when the seed falls to the ground, so that it bears many more.
就是他要为我们钉十字架的时候。
It was when he was ready, when he was going to be crucified on the cross.
所以第三节，罗马书第五章第三节就讲到患难。
So that in Romans chapter 5 verse 3, it talks about suffering.
那在继续讲罗马书第五章第三节之前，我先插入一段话。
And before we talk about that verse 3, I would like to say something first.
我们还没有信主得救之前。
Before we believed in the Lord and before we were
saved, 我们都曾经没有信主之前，对不对？有人是生下来就是基督徒，学龙是 Andrew 他们的生下来就基督徒，我们不是，我不是，所以我还没有信主之前。
And many of us, you know, we weren't born Christians, you know, so, you know, for those of us, you know, like before we believed in God,
我们的生命是天然人的生命。
You know, our lives were of.The natural man.
Now, 就是生来就带着罪性。
And when we were born, you know, we had the sinful nature.
以后呢，随着岁月成长，我们因为行自己的路，因为没有神嘛，所以行自己的路。
And as we, you know, like. go through life and grow up, you know, we kind of follow our own path because we don't know who God is.
就常常有过犯在我们身心的那种生命。
So we there's a life of a lot of wrongdoings.
那个时候我常常想一想，想一想自己的情况。
And when I think back to my condition at the time,
常常有我们中国人有一句话。
And in among the Chinese, there's a saying.
以前种种，譬如昨日死。就是以前的 everything in the past. 就希望它像昨天死掉，过去了。
There's a saying that you know, like the things in the past, let it be like.
以后种种，很像今日生，重新来。
And that those in the future let it be as if it's new.
好像我们的反省里边，顶多就是有这种感慨。
So like in our own self-reflection, we kind of have this
有这种希望。
This mentality, this hope.
可是就觉得，哎呀，犯的错 ，things that I have done cannot be undone. 我已经做的事，你不能使他说没做。
But for many of us, we realize that you know, like the wrong things we've done in the past, we can't undo it.
我说出去的话也没有办法收回来了。
The words that left my mouth, I can't take it back.
已经伤害人了。
I already hurt, you know, someone.
所以常常就觉得懊悔啊，懊悔啊。
So often we feel regret.
这个就是天然人的生命。
And this is a life of a natural man.
不得挽回。
It's we're unable to to redeem ourselves.
Yeah. 可是我们信了主以后
But after we believe in the Lord,
我们接待耶稣以后
And when we receive Jesus,
耶稣成为我们的挽回祭
Jesus becomes our atonement.
然后呢，神也给我们权柄做他的儿女。
And God gives us the ability to be His sons and daughters.
这个时候我们就有两条命。
So now we have two lives.
第一条就是刚刚讲的这个天然人的生命。
So the first life is the life of our own like human nature.
圣经讲就是肉体。
And that's just our flesh.
或是旧人。
Or the old man.
然后呢，第二条命就是神借着圣灵重生我们的属神的生命。
And the second life is a life that God has created in us through the Holy Spirit.
有点像圣诞夜里圣婴小耶稣诞生在马槽里的那个生命，主的生命。
So this is kind of like when we talk about Christmas, when Jesus was born in the manger, it's that kind of life.
那圣经称这个生命就是圣灵或者是新人。
And in the Bible, we know that this is a life of the new man.
记不记得耶稣复活的时候，他跟他的门徒说：“你们受圣灵，就跟他们吹一口气，对不对？”
Do you remember when Jesus resurrected and he was speaking to his disciples and he said that when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's like a breath of life.
那没有信主以前，因为只有天然人的生命，没有什么征战。
Yeah, and before we believed in God, you know, when we were living in our old man, you know, it doesn't feel like we have any struggles.
如果我们有征战，就是跟别人一般见识，在血气来血气里的不同意见的争吵。
And when we do have conflicts, it's mainly among other people, you know, and differences in opinions or.
我这里讲的没有征战，是我们的里面。在我们这个人的里面，没有圣灵跟肉体的征战。
But the struggle I'm talking about here is that when we were in our old man, we didn't have that struggle in our heart between our old selves and the Holy Spirit.
旧人跟新人的征战。
You know, this battle between the new man and the old man.
我们那个主日学小朋友唱一首歌，我们心中两个王。 看看那个的我墙，我的心中有两个王。
So in Sunday school, there's a song like, in my heart there are two kings, and which one is going to?
一个就是我的老自己。
And one of the kings is our old selves.
一个就是耶稣。
And the other king is Jesus.
你没有发现那个英文，你跟英文哈，那个爱，在什么地方都是大写，好大，对不对？我们英文句子是第一个字母才大写，可是这个爱呢，不论写到哪里都是大写。
If you notice that, in English, the word love,
the, 爱
，it's often, or are you?
我这个我好大。
Sorry.
不是 love, 不是 love.
Okay, the word I, like me, I, it's always capitalized wherever we write. It's never lowercase.
你知道，我们越来越发现，这个我如果不被，对不起，好，我们来看罗马书第七章。
So let's take a look at Romans chapter 7.
我因为时间关系，我就用我的话扼要的讲哈。罗马书第七章里边说到神的诫命跟律法，都是圣洁的、公义的、良善的。
In chapter 7, God talks about
his laws. It's holy.
He talks about how he is holy, righteous, and but he also has mercy.
Yeah. 那当神的律法向我们发出要求的时候
，And when we first hear about God's requirements through the law,
我们活不出来。
We realize we can't live up to it.
我们很想照着做，可是活不出来。
We want to live up to the law, but we can't live up to it.
这个时候我们就发现罪性的存在。
And that's when we realize the existence of our sinful nature.
那个罗马书第七章十四节。
So in Romans chapter 7 verse 14.
十五到十七节。
And 15 to 17.
我们来看一下哈。
Let us read it together.
十四节到十七节，我们一起来读。我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的。但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。因为我所做的，我自己不明白；我所愿意的，我并不做；我所恨恶的，我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承律法是善的。既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
Says, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do I do not do, but what I hate to do I do. If I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me.
所以保罗他就有了十八节的体认跟哀叹。
So that's why Paul has...In verse 18, he talks about kind of his realization about himself.
喊了一下哀叹啊，他说：“我知道，在我肉里头，就是我肉体之中，没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。”
I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
保罗到十九到二十节，他又说一遍，啊，短短的这个经文里边又说了两遍这种挣扎，啊，十九二十节差不多是一样的。
And in verse 19 and 20, Paul talks about this again in a slightly different way, but he repeats this struggle twice in this short paragraph here.
他真的发现自己的生命里边有那种天人的交战。
He really realized that in his own life he has that struggle.
我们看二十一到二十三节。
Let's look at verse 21 to verse 23.
我们一起读哈。 我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members.
所以二十四节呢，他说我真是苦啊，他禁不住就喊出来，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
So Paul, he exclaims in verse 24, what a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death?
二十五节有一个很伟大的突破。
And in verse 25, there's an amazing breakthrough.
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这是荣耀得胜的宣告。
And this is a proclamation of someone who has been victorious through salvation.
好，就用这一段话，我来谈一谈哈。
And with this verse, let's talk about this.
我们生命被改变有两个层面哈。
For our lives being changed, there are two things going on.
早期我蒙神怜悯恩的时候。
Early on, when I received God's mercy and grace.
真的，就像圣经讲的，人的生命被改变，人的生命被成全，不是依靠势力，不是依靠财，是依靠神的灵。
And when I saw the change in my life, I really realized that it's not through our own strength, our abilities, but through God.
是圣灵运行。
Then the Holy Spirit.
圣灵运行在我们生命中，来牵引我们。
Is the Holy Spirit moving in our lives, leading us?
所以我们说路径都低下，知有，那知有就是圣灵。我们走的路 on the path.
The path that we're walking on, it's filled with the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵是赐给谁的？怎么得圣灵？圣灵是赐给谁的？
So how do we have this the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit given to?
神的律是圣灵是赐给顺从之人的。
And according to God's law, the Holy Spirit is given to those who follow Him.
所以有些时候神量环境，让我们学习信靠顺服的功课。
So sometimes God gives us the situations and conditions to cause us to have to.Follow and obey him.
那这两种情况，我都很实地的、刻骨铭心的经验过。
And so both of these kind of circumstances, I've had many experiences.
当蒙神大怜悯的，他吸引我，好像就是很甘心乐意的就跟随耶稣而去了。
When you know I'm in receiving the fullness of that grace, and I'm just so willing to just follow him wherever.
他荣耀美丽的喷吐吸引着我，爱他，羡慕他，就跟随他了。Beautiful appearance.
His beautiful appearance, you know, just draws me, and I just want to follow him.
所以有人说，知道我的见证的人说，你这傻人有傻福啊，傻傻的跟，傻傻的蒙恩哦。
So some people who know my testimony, they sometimes say, you know, you're just really,
really blessed.
You're really blessed.
Yeah. 但是神也量我那个环境，就是像这个，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
But God's also given me the same circumstances where I feel like, oh, there's so much, you know, suffering. Help me to to tear away from the struggle.
你知道我蒙神的恩最早的就是碰到认识神的人。
When the earliest times when I received God's grace was when I came across people who really believed in God.
他们懂得信靠顺服神，住在主里面。
And those people learn to have faith and to follow God, and those are people who lived in the presence of God.
所以他们就是常常让自己活在二十五节那种光景里。
So they constantly live in the kind of life that is exemplified in Romans chapter 7, verse 25.
所以他们说，耶稣，我们今天唱的诗歌，谁使我脱离那个重担？
So just like today, you know, like the song that we sang, you know, like Jesus, who can help us to be free from these burdens?
我们说我们要focus 在耶稣身上。
And you know, we say that we need to focus on God, I mean on Jesus.
他成为我的 first love, 我的第一爱的。
So that he becomes our first love.
当我常常活在这种光景里的时候，
And when we constantly live in this kind of way,
好像我的肉体就被钉死了。
Then it's like our flesh is nailed to the cross.
所以有经验的人说，以神为乐， rejoice in the Lord.
So those who have a lot of experience, they say to rejoice in the Lord.
是钉死老我之道。
Is to basically crucify our old selves.
所以那个前面的那个什么罪跟死的律啊，什么天人交战啊，这个都在下面了，因为我已经跟耶稣在第三层天享受与主同住同在的福乐了。
So that all of those struggles between the sin and our flesh and our human nature, it's all left below, and we're able to be, you know, high up in the heavens with Jesus.
他说，我承认我的功力没有那么高，我有时候还是会掉到二层天下面，我的旧人跟新人还是会征战。
And I have to say, even for myself, I'm not always so strong, and sometimes I fall downback to that struggle between my old self and my new self.
有时候神许可我们经过这样子的环境。
Sometimes God allows us to go through these kind of situations.
那我们知道我们没有办法救自己，脱离这种光景。
To make us realize that we don't have any ability to be free of that kind of struggle.
所以我说，我要耶稣。
So I say, you know, I want Jesus.
我必须要时时要耶稣。
And I need to want Jesus all the time.
那讲到苦难。
So when we talk about suffering,
苦难有两种。
There's two kinds of suffering.
有一种是我们自己做错了。
Some is because we made mistakes.
然后就有一个结果 consequence,
and so sometimes there's a consequence.
也就这个后果是惩治我们，好，那叫我们痛切的要来悔改归正。
And those are the kind of sufferings that cause us to want to repent.
那有我现在再来要讲的就是另外一种苦难。
But this next suffering I'm talking about is different.
好像我们没有什么做错。
It's a suffering where it feels like we didn't do anything wrong.
可是神却许可。
But God allows it.
人的误会。
Other people's misunderstanding.
环境的种种情况。
Or just different conditions.
叫我们在其中受苦。
That cause us to suffer.
那我下面要讲的这一种，在荒漠甘泉，荒漠甘泉地。10月29号那边有一句话哈。
So this kind of suffering is talked about a bit in the streams of the desert on the October 29th.
它是用马拉基书3:3。
It's based off of Malachi chapter 3, verse 3.
我来读给你们听哈。
Let me read it to you.
我们的父，我们的天父要我们完全圣洁。
Our Heavenly Father wants us to be completely holy.
像他自己圣洁一样。
Just like he is holy.
他知道炉火的价值。
He knows the value of the furnace.
Fire.
The fire in the furnace.
我们都知道金属越贵重。
We all know that jewels are precious.
化炼越费力。
And that refining the precious metals is it takes a lot of effort.
他们必须经过烈火。
And that.To refine these precious stones, they have to go through a fire.
就是这个金属必须经过烈火。
Yeah, they have to go through a fire.
因为烈火能够叫它们融化。
Because the fire causes it to melt.
只有在融化的时候。
And only when it's melted.
才能把掺杂在里面的劣金，就是比较差的这个金，分别出来。
It's only when it's melted that they're able to remove the...impurities from the metals.
你知道耶稣来就是要给我们 better life.
And you know that when Jesus came, he wants to give us a better life.
希伯来书都是在讲 better, better, 更好的更好的要给我们更好的。
And in Hebrews, it talks about a lot about how God wants to give us a better life.
所以他要把掺杂在这个我们生命旧人新人这个掺杂在一起的这个 比较差的这个要把它浮现出来。
So he wants to, you know, when we're going through the struggle between our old selves and new selves, he wants to take out those, the bad qualities out.
也只有在融化的时候。
And it's only when this metal is being melted.
才能把它们造成新的模型。
That God is able to remold.The metal.
老练的化炼者是一直坐在钢锅旁边。
You know the old metals, they just sit on the side.
有经验的哈，他们就坐在旁边，从不走开的。He never go away. 就是这个化炼者，他就是坐在那个。那个旁边。
The
take care of 这个过程。
Okay, so the person who is molding and refining, the metalsmith, doesn't leave his work.
他就是很细心的在照顾这个，他唯恐热度太高就把让金属受损。
And he has to make sure that the heat doesn't go too high or the metal will be ruined.
他把最后的渣子从上面挪去以后，
He takes off the top layer of, you know, impurities.
一看见他自己的脸从金属的这个面上反照出来，
When he sees his own reflection on this precious metal,
他就立刻把炉火熄灭。
Then he takes, he turns off the fire.
成功了，这个就是圣经讲的。鼎未炼银，炉未炼金，唯有耶和华熬炼人心。
So this is what it says in the Bible, how people will, you know, they will
tried. 我想你们知道那个意思。It's a Proverbs 17 verse 3.Proverbs 17, verse 3. 对不起，不容易哦。
Okay, so it says in Proverbs 17, verse 3, the crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Basically, God is, he refines our heart.
Yeah, 还有箴言25章第四节。
And in Proverbs 25, verse 4,
除去银子的渣子，就有银子出来，银匠能以作器皿。
Remove the dross from the silver, and out comes material for the silversmith.
银匠做的器皿就是纯净的、荣耀的器皿。
And this material is able to be made into something that is pure before God.
所以有些时候神许可我们这样来得荣耀。
And so sometimes God allows these things to happen so that we can receive His glory.
神绝对不会让我们随便被破坏的。
And God won't, you know,He won't randomly just let us suffer.
只要我们就是一直的在他的恩手中。
As long as we're living in His.
记得这一个化炼，这个有经验的这个化炼者，他不随便走开，他会好好的照顾整个这个过程的。
You know, just like in the streams of the desert, that metalsmith, silversmith, whoever, he's very experienced and he doesn't walk away from his work.
我们看罗马书第八章十七节这一节。
So let's go back to Romans chapter 8, verse 17.
第八章十七节说，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
Yeah, 希伯来书第二章最后一节。
Hebrews chapter 2, the last verse of, of that chapter.
第二章好像是第十节吧，我看一下。
Or,
对，第十节。
Oh, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
好，我们一起来读。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的？十一节，我们继续读。因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
Verse 10 and 11, in bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family.So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
所以我们在这里所讲的都是圣经所启示的，求神怜悯我们，让我们能够进到这个真理的实际。
So everything we've talked about today is written in the Bible. So we pray to God that He can help us to make this into a reality.
所以我们说万事都互相效力，在爱神的人得益处。
So that's why we say that God works in all things for the
good of those who love Him. 我们如果爱他，我们就会照他所喜悦的来回应他所量给我们的环境。
So if we love Him, then we will follow according to His ways to react properly to the situations He puts us in.
圣灵就会赐给我们。
And the Holy Spirit will be given to us.
成全我们。
To make us whole.
Okay, 就交通到这里。
有一首歌，不知道英文怎么。